Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the StudyClix Explains Hamlet series. In this episode, StudyClix expert teacher Peter Tobin will be analysing the main antagonist of the play, Claudius. Peter Tobin is an English teacher who has a YouTube channel called Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, where you can find loads of free videos covering different parts of the Leaving Cert English course. We've linked his channel in the description, and we can't recommend enough that you check it out and subscribe to get updates on the new content he's making. In this episode, Peter is going to discuss the various aspects of Claudius's character and the impact that he has on the plot of the play. The next voice you're going to hear is Peter's, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Just as Hamlet's character is complex and multifaceted, Claudius, the villain of the play, is too. It's often suggested that he could be the tragic hero of the play in his own right. If we were to judge him solely on what Hamlet and his father's ghost say about him, we would take Claudius to be an adulterate beast, a monster. But as is often said of Shakespeare, the characters he creates are men, not monsters, and that's what makes them so interesting. We have more in common with them than we might like to think. Claudius, Hamlet's uncle, kills his brother and marries his brother's widow, Hamlet's mother. These crimes are obviously reprehensible, murder and incest. Hamlet sums up his attitude to his uncle by calling him an incestuous, murderous, damned Dane. And in other parts of the play, he calls him a cat, a toad, a king of shreds and patches who has murdered his father, stolen the kingdom, induced his mother into an incestuous marriage, tricked his friends to betray him, and tried to kill him through treacherous means. How then could we feel anything but revulsion for the character of Claudius? Well, Shakespeare works hard to establish him as a good king. Not good in the sense of being kind and gentle, but a good operator. He is a shrewd politician. He manages to transform Laertes from a significant threat to the security of his throne to a useful tool in his scheming against Hamlet. He cajoles and flatters both Laertes and Hamlet with words about them succeeding him to the throne. He handles the threat from Norway in a capable and peaceful manner. When we examine Claudius in contrast to Hamlet, we see him as a thoroughly practical character. As king, he has decisions to make, decisions of consequence, and he makes them. This is a stark contrast to Hamlet, who, while more of a philosopher, a deeper thinker, seems paralysed by indecision at every turn. He rails against his uncle, but then, perhaps in an unguarded moment, refers to himself and Claudius as mighty opposites, which clarifies his position in relation to Hamlet. Neither of these characters are all one thing, either all good or all bad. They are blends of both. But while Hamlet examines every potential decision from every potential side, unless it's a rash emotional response like when he kills Polonius or jumps into Ophelia's grave, Claudius makes decisions, follows them through, and maintains a relatively dignified position throughout. While Hamlet feigns madness and engages in dramatic displays, Claudius keeps his cards close to his chest, only revealing his true thoughts and feelings in the most private of spaces. Even watching the play within a play and realising that he has been found out, he maintains composure as best he can, performing, as some critics have pointed out, better than the actors themselves. Claudius's character is also fleshed out in other ways by Shakespeare. Despite his crimes, Claudius appears to show genuine remorse in his private moments. Just like us, he is reluctant to publicly admit his sins, his flaws, and yet he is aware of what he has done, that there can be no forgiveness from heaven for his crimes. He has stained his soul for earthly reward. He says, "What if this cursed hand were thicker than itself with brother's blood? Is there not rain enough in the sweet heavens to wash it white as snow?" These words are very reminiscent of another of Shakespeare's tragic heroes, Macbeth, who commits a murder, wishes he could undo what he has done, and is ultimately destroyed by his own actions. Is Claudius so very different? And yet, in Hamlet, he occupies the role of villain. It's also worth remembering that he first flatters Hamlet, he is kind to him, playing the role of the kind uncle comforting a grieving nephew. Then he plots to have him killed. Claudius responds and adapts to whatever situation is presented to him. He professes his love for Gertrude to Laertes, saying that she is so conjunctive to my life and soul that as the star moves not but in his sphere, I could not but by her. But later, he watches her drink poison without opening his mouth or saying a word, thinking only of himself and his own position.
That concludes Peter's analysis of Claudius. We hope this helped you gain a deeper understanding of him and equipped you with ideas and phrases that you can use in your essays. Once again, if you enjoyed this, we would really encourage that you check out Peter's YouTube channel, Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, which is linked in the description. Trust us when we say this is an incredible free resource for 5th and 6th year students. And we hope you stay tuned for more content like this.